Welcome to the December-January edition of National Geographic Kids. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Linda Lydon. This month's magazine features an Arctic wolf on the cover. Weird but true. Check out these outrageous facts. The sound of an iceberg breaking is louder than 214 oil tanker engines. Scooby-Doo was originally named Too Much. Mistletoe has no scent. Some pigs have curly hair. An emperor penguin has about 100 feathers on every square inch of his body. The Asian weaver ant can hold objects 100 times its weight while hanging upside down. You can buy cola-flavored Cheetos in Japan. People throw away enough ribbon each year to tie a bow around the entire Earth. And about half of the world's population lives in areas where snow never falls. Guinness World Records. Major bling. Grab your sunglasses. This ring has some serious sparkle. It holds the record for the most diamonds on a ring with 24,679 sparklers designed to look like a pink oyster mushroom. The ring was created by pouring liquid gold into a mold to form 41 mushroom petals. Then each petal was encrusted with diamonds. Wearing the ring might get a little tiring. It weighs almost 1 pound. Big mouth dog. Finley, the golden retriever, doesn't just fetch his tennis balls. He crams 6 of them into his mouth. The most on record for one dog. Owner Cherry Malloy says that As a puppy, Finley would chase tennis balls and then refuse to give them back. But now she simply places the balls on the ground and Finley scoops them all into his muzzle. At least he doesn't bark with his mouth full. Giant tree. This huge tree looks like 10 trees when viewed from above. No wonder it holds the record for the widest crown on a tree. A crown is the top part of the tree above the trunk. Located in Thailand, the 58-foot-tall tree has a crown diameter of nearly 200 feet and a trunk width of about 30 feet. It's definitely got you covered if you need some shade. Bet you didn't know. 6 winter feast facts to fill up on. Deep-fried jelly donuts called sufraniyot are eaten during Hanukkah to represent an ancient miracle involving long-lasting lamp oil. Fact 2. A harvest festival called Besigye honors ancestors of the Mozi people in the African country of Burkina Faso. 3. During Dungazi, a festival in parts of Asia, families eat sweet dumplings called tangiwan to symbolize togetherness. Fact 4. During Japanese celebration called Toji, people take baths filled with citrus fruit and eat pumpkin for good luck. Fact 5. Halakas, a type of tamale eaten in Venezuela on Christmas Eve, can be stuffed with as many as 20 different ingredients. And fact 6, celebrated by Black Americans, Kwanzaa gets its name from the phrase first fruits of the harvest in Swahili, an African language. 8 awesome, strangest sky sensations. Something's up, way up, with these incredible atmospheric events. The Aurora Borealis brings us vivid green swirls to Jöklasöllin, an icy lagoon southeast Iceland. When charged particles from the sun collide with oxygen molecules about 60 miles above Earth, they excite the atoms to give off a stunning green glow. Number two, starry sky. A long exposure taken of the Milky Way over the Black Sea shows off the home galaxy. All the stars we can see from Earth are in the Milky Way, and the astronomers estimate that our galaxy has hundreds to 400 billion stars in it. Number three, spiral storms. A dramatic thunderstorm cloud called a supercell cloud swirls above a grassy plain. Supercells, which are powerful storm systems, form at less than 650,000 feet in the air during hot, humid weather. Powerful updrafts, rotating air sucked into the system, can spawn violent tornadoes. Number four, super stunner. A supermoon glows orange behind the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. You can see a supersized moon when the full moon stage of the lunar cycle happens at the same time as the moon's closest approach to Earth. Astronomers call this a perigee full moon. Number five, eye in the sky. As seen from space, Hurricane Erin churns in the Atlantic Ocean in September of 2001. A hurricane's defined eye, seen here as the dot in the center of the white swirl, contains light winds and fair weather, but the edges around the eye, called the wall, produce the storm's highest winds. Number six, extraterrestrial clouds. These are striking clouds, might look like flying saucers, but their origin have a more earthy explanation. Lenticular clouds often form when moist air flows over a mountain and the air's peak cools enough to create these unusual formations. Number seven, red bows. A beautiful red arch frames the town of Teresa, Spain. These unusual rainbows form when the sun is very low in the sky. The shorter wavelengths of green and blue light are scattered by air and dust particles, and the remaining light is full of reds. Hello, halo. When light is refracted and reflected by millions of ice crystals in high wispy clouds called Sirius clouds, a ring around the sun or moon can form. Scientists call these solar or lunar rings, 22-degree halos, because the ring has a radius of about, you guessed it, 22 degrees around the sun or moon. Amazing animals. Wild holiday party. This comes from Brookfield, Illinois. Hudson, the polar bear, steps into his enclosure at the Brookfield Zoo. Something new is inside, an evergreen tree with lots of tasty treats hidden in the branches. A fish mystery. Hudson has to figure out how to use his paws and teeth to get the fish out, says Tim Sullivan, an animal behavioral expert at the zoo. And then he'll explore the smell and texture of the tree itself. Sullivan gives trees like this one, left over from a holiday event, to many animals at the zoo. The idea is that enrichment activities like these keep zoo animals physically and mentally healthy by providing new challenges and experiences. So bison toss the conifers into the air, and big cats play with the trees hanging from bouncy bungee cords. It lets them express a natural behavior, says Sullivan, who oversees the zoo's animal enrichment program. It's fun for these animals. Later, landscapers chop up the trees to use as mulch at the zoo. This place really knows how to deck the halls. Comeback critter, giraffes. This is across Africa. Over the past few years, scientists in 21 African countries have been counting the number of giraffes living on the continent. Now, a new report reveals some good news. Giraffe numbers are about 20% higher than in 2015. Some of the increase might be because of better giraffe tracking technology. But conservation experts say that things like removing poachers' snares, running local educational programs, and transporting giraffes to safer locations are having a huge impact as well. The work is far from over. About 117,000 giraffes live in Africa today, compared to millions that roamed a few hundred years ago. Problems like poachers, deforestation, new roadways, oil and gas drilling threatens these animals. Still, conservationists have hope. When conditions are good for giraffes, they can rebound in incredible ways, says Michael Brown, who co-authored the report. All they need is a chance. And Bat takes a bubble bath. This comes from Taunton, England. For most people, bubble baths are relaxing. But for one tiny bat, they're life-saving. This male Pinstrella bat accidentally flew into an insect trap, coating himself in the device's glue. The substance covered so much of the bat's body that he could barely move. Luckily, passersby found the bat and called the RSPCA Watch Hatch Wildlife Center to come to the animal's aid. Caretakers there immediately decided to give the bat a bath at their facility, using warm water and soap to unstick the animal's delicate wings. More than one bath was necessary to remove the glue. It's unusual for bats to get stuck in insect traps, but they often ingest unsafe residue such as pesticides. Bats groom themselves sort of like cats do, bat conservationist Melina Bayless says. So it's important for trained professionals to wash them quickly if they're covered in something. Rescuers observed the Pinstrella for a few weeks before releasing him back into the wild. So no more bubble baths and hopefully no more insect traps. Hanging out with Arctic wolves. How one adventure became part of this pack for an amazing 30 hours. Seven Arctic wolves slide across a frozen pond beneath the 24-hour sunlight of the summer Canadian Arctic in 2018. Even though my watch says it's after midnight, the sky won't start getting dark here for a few more weeks. Towards the end of September, the wolves begin to yip and squeal as they chase a chunk of ice about the size of a hockey puck. The wolves are siblings from the same pack. Two more wolves, including one I think is the father, observed from afar. The three largest siblings are about a year old and weigh around 70 pounds. The youngest four were born a couple months ago and aren't much bigger than throw pillows. The older wolves are playing rough, bumping the four pups and sending them spinning into the grass at the shore. But the youngsters are tough. They bounce up and run back onto the frozen pond to continue the game. Eventually, the ice puck skids into the grass. One of the pups pounces, chomping it to pieces. Game over. The rest of the wolves stare at the pup as if to say, "What now?" Then one by one, they all take turns to look at me. A different kind of wolf. Outside of the Arctic, humans and wolves don't always get along. We often compete for the same territory and the same prey, such as deer, caribou, moose, and elk. Wolves sometimes kill livestock, too, causing many people to think of the animal as dangerous. Humans often hunt, trap, and poison wolves, so in most places, these animals have learned to avoid us. But here at Ellesmere Island, Canada's northernmost island, the landscape is so remote and so cold that humans rarely visit. In fact, only a few scientists have ever studied these Arctic wolves. Because of that, they've never learned to fear humans. There's probably no other place on Earth where wolves would let a human sit alongside them like I'm doing. It's why I travel here to join a documentary film crew. We're hoping this lack of fear will allow us to observe these creatures up close to learn more about how they live. Eye to eye. I've been watching these 9 wolves for hours now, keeping a good distance between us so they don't feel threatened. They knew I was there, but they hadn't paid any attention to me until now. I shiver as we make eye contact. No matter how playful they appear, a few minutes before, I remember these are still wild animals. The 7 siblings begin to approach me. They come close enough for me to see the black tips on the pups' tails that will soon turn white as they get older. But they pass by me before settling in the grass near the 2 adults to feed on an old carcass of a musk oxen. An Arctic wolf preferred prey. Most of the meat is gone, but enough morsels are left for each wolf to have something to chew on. Every few minutes, one of the wolves looks over at me, but none of them seem to be bothered by my presence. I relax a little as I watch them eat, wondering what will happen next. Familiar families. After they finish feeding on the musk oxen carcass, the entire pack wanders off to sleep in the frozen grass. The 4 pups snuggle together in a fluffy pile. Each bigger wolf finds a comfortable spot alone before curling up and tucking its face into its white fluffy tail to keep warm. Curled up like this, these wolves look a lot like napping dogs. Wolves and dogs act very similar, and they share nearly 99.9% of their DNA. But even though dogs are descendants from wolves, these pets have lost many of their adaptions that allow wolves to thrive in a place like the Arctic. Now, after observing this pack for a while, I actually think they're more like humans than dogs. Like us, they're one of the most successful and widespread predators on Earth. And most of the wolves live in packs that include parents or older wolves caring for the younger ones. Just like human families in an Arctic wolf pack, the parents or older siblings teach the younger pups how to survive. Watching the wolves play, nuzzle, and nap together, I think this wolf family seems as close as a human family. Lost on the ice. Many hours later, the pack begins to stir. When they're all awake, they gather in a post-nap huddle, wagging their tails and licking each other's faces. It's time to eat again. And since the musk oxen carcass has been stripped bare, the older wolves must hunt. I'm surprised by what happens next. The 5 older wolves trot off into the hills towards the prime hunting ground, leaving me with 4 pups. They look at me in confusion. I suppose the rest of the pack understood I was neither prey nor threat, and the pups would be safe with me. But they don't mean that does not mean the pups won't be left behind. They want to join the action. They jump up and begin chasing after the family. I follow, riding on an all-terrain vehicle, or ATV, figuring the pups must know where they're going. They don't. Soon, we're all lost in the cold tundra with no adult wolves in sight. Reunited. Luckily, the pups know what to do to find the rest of the pack. They gather on the side of a ridge and start to howl. Their little voices echo over the empty hills. After each round of howling, they sit still and listen for a reply. For a long time, we hear nothing. But then finally, a faint sound rises. The pup recognize it before I do, and they start squirming with excitement. That's when I realize that the older wolves must be howling back. The pups head in that direction of the cries. Soon, the pack will be together again. Arctic upgrades. Arctic wolves belong to the same species as the gray wolves found in other parts of North America, but they have special adaptations for their chilly habitat. Check out how an Arctic wolf's body is perfectly built for a place where temperatures can reach as low as minus 70 degrees. Tail. Its warm and fluffy tail wraps around these wolves' bodies to keep their faces toasty warm. Legs. Shorter legs reduce a wolf's exposure to cold air. Paws. Tufts of hair between the pads of their feet help keep them warm when they walk on snow and ice. Their special paws also grip slippery surfaces better. Fur. White fur blends in with Arctic wolves' snowy surroundings, helping them surprise prey. These wolves have two layers of fur, a visible outer layer that works like a raincoat to protect them from rain, snow, sleet, and a dense undercoat that traps air near the skin like a sweater. And ears. Arctic wolves have smaller ears compared to southern wolves. That means less surface area to lose heat from. Wolf speak. Wolves are famous for howling, but they communicate in other ways too. Check out how Arctic wolves talk. I'm in charge. An Arctic wolf leader will hold its tail high. Another shows respect by slinking along the ground and sometimes rolling over on its back to greet a dominant, more powerful wolf. Pack pals forever. To show affection, Arctic wolves lick each other's muzzles or wag their tails. Back off. When an Arctic wolf stares another wolf in the eyes, it's saying, get lost. An Arctic wolf pack typically has 6 to 10 wolves. Arctic wolf pups start hunting with the pack when they're about 6 months old. An Arctic wolf can sleep for 12 hours straight. Arctic wolves prey on musk oxen, caribou, lemmings, and Arctic hares. And Arctic wolves are also called white wolves or polar wolves. 10 wild inventions. Super smart robot coasters and cars that could change your life. Invention 1. Ocean coaster. Turn a relaxing ocean cruise into a thrilling ride with Bolt Ultimate Sea Coaster, the first roller coaster built on a cruise ship. Starting 18 decks above the ocean surface, the ride takes you and a friend around more than 800 feet of track. Choose how fast or slow your car moves as it zips up, down, and around the ship. Up to 35 miles an hour, about as fast as a car on a city street. Parts of the ride even fly out beyond the decks 187 feet above the water. This coaster really rides the waves. Invention number 2, talking text machine. Turn any printed or digital words into your own audiobook. Just point the or cam read at the words you want to read, or web page, a menu, even this magazine, and the gadget's camera will capture the text and read the words aloud. The marker size device can read fast or slow, and it's small enough to fit in any pencil case. The inventors hope that people who are visually impaired, struggle to read, or just learning how will be helped by this device. Number 3, DIY video games. Think your doodles and art projects would make a cool video game? Pixicade Mobile Game Maker can turn them into one. The toy comes with markers that help create the design. Black is for the walls, floors, and platforms. Green is for avatars. Purple, obstacles. Red, hazards. And blue is for collectibles. Just draw your picture, snap a picture of your creation using the Pixicade app, and start playing. 30 seconds later, Pixicade even lets you share your game with friends. Now that's leveling up. Number 4, color-changing car. This vehicle can change from white to black, and that might be great for the environment. On hot days, the BMW iX Flow can be white to reflect the sun's rays, and in the winter, it can turn black to better absorb the heat. This means the car uses less fuel to cool and heat itself. Burning gasoline releases carbon dioxide, which contributes to climate change. The tech called e-ink is also what's used in e-readers, electrical charge control, the movement of the car's particles in the car's surface. When winter color particles move to the front, the vehicle looks white. When black particles are pulled to the front, it appears black. Some days this tech could include different colors or patterns or even flash certain colors to signal that a car needs help. Number 5, city size kitty. You definitely won't overlook this billboard in Tokyo, Japan. In Tokyo, Japan, a larger-than-life art display shows a virtual cat yawning, meowing, and napping. Thanks to a 1,664-square-foot curved screen, the ginormous billboard creates a 3D optical illusion that tricks your brain into thinking that the feline hanging out in a nook cut into the building. The calico cat appears between advertisements, stretching awake in the morning and meowing and active in the afternoon and snoozing at night. More billboards will likely use this 3D effect to sell products, but this kitty is just for fun. Number 6, newest noodle. Take a bite out of this brand new pasta design. Foodie Dan Pashman set out to create a noodle that is easier to fork and holds sauce better than the 350 shapes on the market. After 3 years of designing and testing, Pashman created a shape called Castatelli, which comes from the Italian word waterfalls. The short curved pasta has ruffles and tiny trenches. The extra sauce stickiness. Best of all, you can taste test it. The pasta is now on sale in some grocery stores. 7. Magic Chess. The game pieces of the Phantom chessboard move like magic, but it's really just a science. Just science. A magnetized robot arm beneath the board moves the pieces according to your remote opponent's instructions. Play against a friend who lives across the world, or try your skill against the board itself, which uses an artificial intelligence to match your moves. No wizards necessary. Number 8, Bone headphones. Listen up. Carbaflex headphones don't transmit sounds through the air in your ear canal like typical earbuds. Instead, the lightweight device sits on the skin in front of your ear opening. This allows you to hear music or phone call through vibrations that go through the bones of your skull and into your inner ear. That's how we also detect noise underwater. This device is safer for your hearing. No loud noises that rattle your eardrum and let you keep your ears open to real-world noise around you. Sounds pretty sweet. Number 9, 10-second toothbrush. Brushing your teeth for 2 whole minutes can feel like a drag. Cut the time with Y-Brush, a toothbrush shaped like a mouth guard. Just pop it in, press the button, and gently chew on the brush while moving the handle from side to side for 5 seconds each. On your top and bottom teeth, the tooth technology includes 35,000 nylon bristles that buzz to shake off your yucky bacteria and get you out the door or out of bed as fast. Robot doc. Days can feel long and stressful for kids in hospitals. That's why Robin the robot was designed to crack jokes, play games, and answer questions on the children's ward. About as tall as an 8-year-old, Robin uses artificial intelligence to analyze facial expressions and speech to react to kids' moods in conversations. The bot has already been a big help during COVID-19, the pandemic, when families and friends couldn't visit the young hospital patients. Thanks, Doc. 30 cool things about big cats. Number 1, a leopard can drag prey heavier than itself 50 feet up a tree. Fact 2, bobcats can pounce 10 feet to catch a prey. Fact 3, a tiger knows that another tiger is close by sniffing trees marked with urine. Fact four, bobcats twitch their ear tufts to communicate with other bobcats. Fact five, lion cubs are born spotted to help them camouflage in the grass. Fact six, cheetahs sometimes chirp to communicate with each other. Fact seven, jaguars and tigers enjoy swimming. Fact eight, the snow leopards can wrap its long tail around its body like a scarf. Fact nine, a big cat's sense of smell is 20 times stronger than a human's. Fact 10, clouded leopards are called mint leopards in China and tiger leopards in Malaysia. Fact 11, a cheetah's cub's long fuzzy coat is called a mantle. Fact 12, clouded leopards can hang upside down from tree branches. Fact 13, a lion pride can be as few as 3 lions or as many as 30. Fact 14, leopards are the most widespread of the big cats found throughout Asia and Africa. Fact 15, soft, dense fur up to 5 inches long keeps snow leopards warm in Asia's chilly mountain ranges. Fact 16, Siberian tigers are the largest of the big cats. Fact 17, a cheetah can sprint faster than a race car. Fact 18, a leopard's roar sounds like a handsaw cutting wood. Fact 19, a jaguar's eyesight is twice as powerful at night to help it stalk prey in the dark. Fact 20, jaguars often eat reptiles such as snakes and crocodiles. Fact 21, lions can spend up to 20 hours a day sleeping. 22, unlike other cats, the cheetah grips the ground with its claws when running, like cleats on shoes. Fact 23, the white underside of a mother leopard's tail might help her cubs see her better. Fact 24, a snow leopard's large paws act like snowshoes to keep the cat from sinking in the snow. Fact 25, more tigers live in captivity in the United States than live in the wild throughout the world. Fact 26, a clouded leopard can catch monkeys, birds, and squirrels in trees. Fact 27, the word jaguar comes from a Native American word, he who kills with one leap. Fact 28, bobcats are named for their short, bobbed tails. Fact 29, an adult lion's roar can be heard up to 5 miles away. In fact, 30, tigers can live in temperatures as cold as minus 40 degrees. Gladiator myths busted. The truth about these fierce ancient fighters might surprise you. The sun beats down on the sand of an arena in ancient Rome. Two gladiators squint up at the crowd that has gathered to watch them fight. They turn towards each other, prepared to battle to the death. Or did they? For nearly 700 years, from around 300 BC to about 400 AD, ancient Romans flocked to gladiator games to watch all-day spectacles of fighters in one-on-one or small group combat. But what you've seen on TV and in the movies might not be the real story. Read about these 5 gladiator myths that have been thrown out of the arenas. The Colosseum, ancient Romans' largest gladiator arena, could seat about 50,000 spectators. Myth number 1. All gladiators were men. Most gladiators were men, but some of the Roman Empire's biggest game featured female fighters called gladiatrix. These women likely fought with the same weapons and armor as male gladiators, but gladiatrix were controversial. Some ancient Romans thought women should take care of the home and family, not work like the men. So emperors Sempidius Severus banned gladiatrix fights in 200 AD. 200 years later, Emperor Horarius outlawed all gladiator games. Myth two, gladiator games had no rules. Gladiator matches were like today's professional sport games. Many towns had their own arenas, which could be packed with thousands of spectators. And just like modern pro sports, these matches had rules. Referees oversaw the actions from both sides of the arena. They held rods like a flag if they needed to separate the fighters or if one of the gladiators broke a rule. Historians think one rule was that competitors couldn't strike a fallen opponent. Another, if a gladiator wanted to surrender, he needed to hold up his arm and extend his index finger toward the referee. Myth three, gladiators battle till death. Gladiators spent years training to stage showy fights, but the goal wasn't to kill. It was to make money. Gladiators trained in schools called ludi, where they received free housing, food, and medical care. These ludi were funded by emperors and other rich Romans called editors. Editors also paid for gladiator fights. With all the money spent on the gladiator, a dead fighter was more expensive than one who lived. And when a gladiator won a bout, he didn't just win cash for himself. Money also went to his ludius and its investors. Plus, even a losing gladiator could live to fight and make money another day. Historians think that referees probably stopped fights when a gladiator submitted to his opponent or was too tired or injured to go on. No one wanted a bored audience. By 100 AD, the Roman Empire stretched from the modern-day United Kingdom into the northwest to Egypt in the southeast. Myth three, gladiators were forced to fight. The earliest gladiator fights were staged as part of a prehistoric funeral ritual and featured prisoners of war or accused criminals. But as gladiator games became more popular, some fighters volunteered to enter the arena. All their needs were taken care of by their ludi. Plus, they could make lots of money. Ex-gladiators often managed these schools, training others to become professional fighters. The best were treated like rock stars, with fans following them from town to town. Myth four, these fighters always battled shirtless. Gladiators usually weren't fighting to the death, but the sport could still cause some serious injuries. So protection was important and often depended on a gladiator's fighting style. For instance, a Vertorius wore little clothing but was armed with a net and a dagger. They typically faced Merlimelos, fighter who carried a sword and wore up to 45 pounds of protective gear, including helmets, metal body armor. A Murillo had more protection, but a Vitirius could be quicker on his feet. These matches were harder to predict, which made the bouts more exciting to ancient Romans. Whatever their fighting style, many gladiators left their backs exposed. A cut to the shoulder would allow spectators to see some blood, but it wouldn't injure vital organ. That allowed gladiators to put on a good show and to live to fight again. Dare to explore. How three National Geo explorers uncovered brand new species. The rainforest trekker, Pedro Peloso, is a biologist who studies amphibians and reptiles. He describes taking a leap to discover a new frog species. I was in a canoe paddling through Pedrosa National Forest in Brazil. At nighttime, I heard a familiar frog call and cruised to the riverbanks to find the animal. It was high up in a tree hanging over the river, so I stepped on a tree branch and jumped off. Gotcha! The branch broke when I came down and fell into the water up to my neck, but I still had the frog in my hands. When I got closer look, I realized this was not the species I expected to catch based on the call. Could it be something new? We knew we had to investigate. We compared its coloring, body shape, call and even its DNA to other frogs. It took us 7 years to figure it out. Finally, we officially named this new frog the Mapaguari after mythical rainforest beast. You want to be a rainforest trekker? Study biology, watch nature and wildlife documentaries, and read any field guide about the animal that lives near you. The curious discoverer, ecologist Washington Rakara, is an expert on the birds of Kenya. He talks about finding an unknown species of lizard. I was in the desert helping to study larks. As I watched one of the birds through my binoculars, I spotted a basking lizard nearby. It had a pattern of spots I had never seen before. I stopped to take some pictures, and soon I found more lizards with the same spots. A few days later, I emailed the photographs to friends who specialized in reptiles, and together we studied them more. Once we knew for sure it was a new species, my teammate suggested naming it after me, Amagawachiri. It was the greatest honor of my career. You want to be a curious discoverer? Study geography and biology. Watch Wild Earth and read National Geographic's animal encyclopedias. The museum detective, Sylvia Pavin, is a mammalogist who investigates how mammals are related. She explains how she found a new species hiding in a museum. I wanted to understand the family tree, short-tailed possums. No one had studied or organized their whole evolution before. So I gathered a lot of museum specimens and took a small sample of the animal's skin, muscles, or hair to study their DNA. Then I carefully examined things like fur color and skull characteristics. One day I found a possum with red fur on its head. It looked nothing like the other species of possum from the part of Brazil where it had been found. I had a hunch it was undescribed species, and the DNA confirmed it. We named the species after the Sakisi, a gnome from Brazilian folklore that wears a red cap and protects the forest. I also found three other new possums. You want to be a museum detective? Study mammalogy and biology. Watch The Life of Mammals and read The Ultimate Explorer Field Guide, Mammals, by National Geographic Kids. Class of 2022. These new species were identified within the last year. The rose-veiled fairy rhesus from the ocean waters near the Maldives and Sri Lanka was once thought to be the adult version of a different species. Found in the mountains of western Mexico, a new species of spiny lizard called Scalaposaurus hutcherol was once confused with another scaly reptile. And Euvalarptus deparo was named for actor Leonardo DiCaprio, who helped stop logging in the Igbo forest in Cameroon, where this tree was discovered. Identified by a skull fossil in Argentina, this new dinosaur, Gymnos ochai, lived over 7 million years ago. What you think? Which animal is the oddest? 43% said the pink fairy armadillo. 25% said the axolotl. 12% said desert horned viper. 12% also said the okapi. And 8% said the narwhal. This has been the December-January edition of National Geographic Kids. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Linda Lydon.